Now, back to Good Morning New Hampshire with Peter St. James and Pat Kelly on 107.7 The Pulse.
Have Tyler drive by Mary's place. I just want a chance to see her face.
I think I know what you did here.
Yeah. The Mills brothers.
Exactly. Exactly.
And if you take away three of the Mills brothers, you're stuck with one Mill.
Yes.
And that would be?
And his name is Belknap.
There you go. That's how this works.
I love that.
It was a long road to get there, but okay.
No, yeah. I love the little puzzles we take, the puzzles we make. Joining us here from the Belknap Mill in downtown Laconia, Tara Shore, it has been way too long.
Been a long time.
I know.
It's been a long, long winter into spring, so glad to be back.
I know. Well, I'm glad, you know, even though it may seem like the Belknap Mill is silent, have you had some things going on?
We've been very busy, actually. We at the very beginning of all of this fun and games is how I like to describe it.
Yeah.
I think that's the best way to go. We held true to our mission. We all decided that it was very important for us to continue with our mission of arts, history, and education to our community.
Mm-hmm.
And we, thankfully, we have a fantastic communications coordinator, Jill DeRusso. Our executive director and Jill and myself sat down, and we've sent out as much virtual programming as we could possibly come up with, partnering with several local organizations, and those have been out through our Facebook page and our website and been picked up by other organizations looking for virtual programming.
That's great.
Since March 20th, I think, was our first date out. So
I know. I know, and this is tough because normally this is one of the hot times of the year as schools make their way to the Belknap Mill for a little history lesson.
Yeah, it was sad that we had to say we didn't get to see our students this year for our Industrial Heritage Program, but we are, and of course all our volunteers. That was a sad day when we had to kind of make that decision that we were not able to do that.
I know, because it's A, it's so much fun to present, and B, how many generations of school kids in New Hampshire have been through the tour?
Well, we've been, this would have been our 21st year. No, 23rd year, because in 2 years, we will be celebrating our 25th anniversary for that program.
Wow.
Yeah. So
well,
2021 is going to be big for us, and 2022 is going to be huge. So we're looking forward to a lot of schools joining us in the next 2 years.
All right.
Celebrating that.
And you really kind of have to, because of everything that's going on, Tara, you have to just accept that and be like,
yeah,
we'll take a pause on this year and we'll just plan out for next year.
Yeah, you know, that's kind of how we've done it. But we have some programming coming up that we're trying to find some alternate options for. And so our Arts in the Park series should have started May 22nd.
We've been working
with our performers to push their dates out a little further so that maybe we could, either the guidelines would change a little bit or we could find an alternate option. And currently we are looking at an alternate setting or an alternate way to do our Arts in the Park series. So we can't mention much yet because we don't have anything really in place.
Absolutely. And we have to just wait and see. But the beauty is right now, I mean, I think things are unfolding almost daily.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You know, things are happening. You got to stay in touch to be like, okay, listen, we can open, or things have changed a little bit, so now we can alter, you know, without going completely, you know, just blind and deaf on this.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So we continue to watch. The building itself is currently closed, but we are looking at a slow opening, bringing staff back and opening the building again as we get into summer, as well as Kids in the Park, which was a new series we did last year in Riverside Rotary Park.
That's right.
That we're looking at bringing back, and we'll continue to follow the guidelines if we have to do that a little differently. Mm-hmm. But we're hoping people will continue to watch us and know that we are working on programming, and we'd love to see people, whether it's virtual or whether it's in person.
Right.
We'll be looking forward to seeing some friends come back to the building.
Well, I think a lot of people are. I think a lot of people are getting used to the whole social distancing thing because there's, you know, there's little markers and lines everywhere you go.
Yeah,
but that's okay. That just sort of gets us in the habit. So when we do get a performer live in Riverside Rotary Park, then everybody will know, okay, just keep 6 feet away and put our lawn chairs here and you put your lawn chairs there and everybody enjoys.
Yeah, and we're working on, obviously, we check in with those who are in charge of the mm-hmm. safety of our city.
Absolutely.
The department and the fire department. So we'll be working closely with them. One of the things we are definitely bringing back, and we, again, following guidelines and so forth, the scavenger hunt will come back.
Excellent. That's awesome. I was going to ask specifically about that.
Yeah, it's been rescheduled to August 8th, Saturday, August 8th. We did push the date out a little bit, hoping for maybe some leeway a little bit more with guidelines.
Great.
But we've been looking at how can we do that safely, and it's coming. So
yeah.
I hope everybody signs up for that. It's a wonderful way to get out and about, but it's built really for social distancing in a way. So we're hoping people will take advantage of that and have some fun.
And it's been totally growing over the last couple of years. So it's just
pretty,
exploded.
Pretty crazy. We've
yeah.
had what we call our clue crew working on clues for the last couple of months. And some of the stuff they come up with, you know, these are great people, a lot of educators in there, and they're a little crazy. So
that's which is good, which makes the scavenger hunt exciting.
Yeah, it does. It really does.
All right. Well, you know what? I don't think August is completely out of reach, Tara, because I know the urge is growing in people to get back out there, especially as the nicer weather kind of settles in.
Yeah. I agree. And that's kind of why we made the decision just recently that we were just going to go forward with it and we will build it accordingly to any guidelines that are in place at that time. So.
Right.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
As everything that's going to happen will do.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, people, if they're interested in, you know, school's going to end soon. While we ran our programming through March to actually the end of this week, our programming was called Cabin Fever Relievers. And all the programming that we did or offered during that time frame is still up on our website. So if people are still looking for stuff to do this summer, if things are still kind of closed down, you know, check us out because all that stuff will stay up on our website for people to take advantage of as they like.
See, that's awesome. And again, there's another little something, but you can, by the way, go to belknapmill.org. There is something that you can still do despite our new iteration here.
Absolutely. One of the things that's going on right now, actually, until June 1st, we have an architectural scavenger hunt brought to us by Mishrashik Turpin, one of our great partners here at the mill with some of the construction we've been doing. They have created an architectural scavenger hunt for us, and you can pick up the sheet online at belknapmill.org. And it's a great social distancing piece. You can go out with your family. You can do it by your vehicle. And then one of our partners over at Pretty Good Donuts, if you hand in the architectural scavenger hunt sheet filled in, you'll get a voucher for a yummy treat at Goody Good.
Oh, and every treat's a yummy treat at Goody Good.
it really is.
Oh, that's awesome. See, you guys are vital in downtown Laconia, and I think that even if you're just driving by the historic Belknap Mill, sometimes that goes unseen.
It's a large building that some people don't realize is here, but we know we fit in so nicely with the backdrop of our beautiful city, so we don't take it to heart. But we're still here, and we certainly are working towards making sure that our city has some programming available, quality programming out there for all ages, even in this lovely, lovely time.
Yes, please stay at home time. We will get through all of this, Tara, and I just, you know, I pledge anytime you've got something going on, I will get you scheduled through the rest of the summer. But if something pops, do not hesitate to reach out and just say, hey, 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 we've got movement on this. Can I get on the air? Absolutely, you can.
I appreciate it. I will throw out there that I know there's been a lot of trucks and so forth here at the mill over the last, since January. We've had some construction on the third floor, and we were very lucky and fortunate that that construction was allowed to proceed as we went into COVID lockdown guidelines and such. And that construction is complete. And we will be posting, working on a video right now, and in the next probably 2 to 3 weeks, all of that construction and the result of it will go public. And it's pretty eye-opening. I think people who've been with us before and now see what the new construction brings is going to be pretty amazing. People are welcome to walk by our front entrance as well. We just finished putting in our brick walkway to the future with a lot of wonderful donors towards that. Their names are engraved on those bricks. So welcome to walk by us. It's beautiful down here. The park is beautiful to walk by. And, of course, the footbridge overlooking the river is gorgeous today.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And it's a great thing to do on a hot afternoon.
Oh, yeah.
The look of the water, the sound of the water cools you off a little bit.
Yeah, it's gorgeous.
All right, Tara. Again, thank you so much for sharing with us. And we'll be here to help you share everything. Go to belknapmill.org to take a look at the raft of wonderful programming that they've got available to you there. And then you can also, check that out to see what's coming up. Yeah. Or connect with you guys on Facebook, too.
Absolutely. And we appreciate 107.7 The Pulse helping us out to get what we're doing out there into the world. Thank you so much, Pat.
Oh, please. I'm so here for you, Tara. So here for you. All right. Thank you. Have a wonderful Wednesday. Go enjoy the rest of your hot day.
You too. Thanks so much, sir.
All right. Thank you. I'm so not a star. Just a working guy. Just like you guys there at the Belknap Mill. BelknapMill.org. Check it out. Keeping you in touch with Laconia. It's what we do here. Part of what we do here on Good Morning New Hampshire. More on the way. We're not done yet for this Wednesday on 107.7 The Pulse.